Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese program on a Wednesday. We're going to call it Strike It Out Wednesday. Ha! Let's throw the ball to LeBron James. Ha! Kawhi Leonard. Ha! Daryl Morey. Ha! Strike three, you're out. Johnny Marks, and he's back. Not back from the dead, back from vacation, and his name's Ike Reese.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
What's up, brother?
Happy Wednesday, brother.
How are you? Oh, it's a Wednesday.
Oh, sure it is. It's still going to be a strike 'em out, whatever you call it, a day two. You know what I mean?
Ha!
It's that as well. But happy to be back in the saddle. Lots of stuff going on.
Oh, you missed a lot last couple days.
Yeah.
And you walk right back into the post-reaction. It's a good day for you to come back.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, boy. Had Twitter fingers this morning.
Yeah.
I had Twitter fingers this morning. You know, started last night, this whole Machado to the Dodgers thing basically being done.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about Joe Giglio a little bit later.
But is it done yet, or is it still just everybody knows it's done?
It's still out there. Haven't been finalized, hasn't been announced yet, but Joe got me excited yesterday. I got back to town Sunday night, and then yesterday Joe got me excited. Or was it Monday night he got
two
me
days
excited.
Ago during the
it
show?
It was Monday night, I think he got
he
me
had
excited.
The info that the Phillies looked like were getting it done, mm-hmm. and then the Dodgers came off the top rope with their top prospect, or one of the top prospects, and took over, and then the Phillies apparently unwilling to relinquish Sixto Sanchez, maybe some other players that they coveted. I was a big proponent for being bold. You're going to say you're bold, yeah. and you're going to hashtag it and have the Phillies symbol, then you got to make a bold move.
And so was I. I was a proponent of that, and I honestly felt Machado was coming here.
It felt like that.
It really did. And listen, if the Dodgers stepped up and jumped over the Phillies as far as offering certain prospects and where they're ranked at, and the Orioles found that to be a little bit more enticing to them. You know, okay, they decide to do business with the Dodgers, and I guess Machado was headed out there unless something happens here behind the scenes over the next whatever, mm-hmm. and the Phillies may have a change of heart and decide to do something else. I'm a little disappointed in that. I'm not upset by either one, but I'm more disappointed by the Sixers miss out.
I agree with you.
On Kawhi Leonard.
I agree with you. I'm borderline angry at the 76ers. The Phillies, I don't even know if it really came down to them saying you have to give up your top prospect, Sixto Sanchez, I'm okay with them saying, nah, we're going to pass. Yeah. I am annoyed with the people out there that are saying, well, it doesn't matter. You're going to sign him in free agency anyway. You have no idea if you're even going to really get a chance to sign him. When he's here, it is literally a job interview. It's saying, like, here you go. And then maybe he says, well, God, I love everybody. I love the clubhouse. I love Gabe Kapler. The organization's great. All else being equal, I'm going back to the Phillies. Now, you have no way of knowing that. So stop. We're going to have people call in, and you can bring it. But I don't. If you're going to tell me, well, you could sign him anyway, you're going to sign him anyway in the offseason, you have no idea to know that he's going to sign here in the offseason.
There, you just don't.
There's less of a chance with him not being traded here that he signs here in the offseason.
And who knows? Maybe the Dodgers weren't even, you know, high on his list. But he goes out there for the rest of the season. They have a run in the postseason. You know, Magic and all his guys, they are able to convince him first and foremost with the check. And it's Los Angeles. And next thing you know, he's been convinced to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that he's automatically coming here, I'm not buying that. And then I watched Bryce Harper two nights ago. By the way, great home run derby. Haven't watched a home
it
run derby
awesome,
in
right?
a decade. I haven't watched a home run derby.
It was
are
great.
Are you kidding me? And it was awesome the other night, the way that it unfolded. I would have loved to have seen Harper and Reese going against each other in that final round.
Reese did a great job.
But give Schwarber a lot of credit. He got the extra time. He won it, eventually losing to Harper. But my thing is Harper after that, his reaction after he won. And maybe he was in the moment.
saying goodbye to Washington?
No, it was almost as if he was playing to the crowd, trying to get them up. And he was basically saying, hey, this is my town. These are my fans. Look at what we've done. Nationals only 5 games out of first place in the East. This thing ain't over with in the National League East just yet.
No, no,
it ain't over with yet.
No, you're right.
And if the Nationals wake up, especially if he wakes up in the second half, they're going to have something to say coming down the stretch. Well, so the Phillies, for everyone who thinks the Phillies can stand pat and still win the NL East, you're wrong.
No, they can't.
You're wrong. So I'll get over missing out on Machado. There needs to be some other moves made.
Starter, bullpen.
And another bat.
You get a starter, you can move Velasquez to the bullpen. You get another bullpen guy, and they need a bat.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a shortstop. Their shortstop's being talked about. So we'll get into
– They still got to make some moves.
We'll get into all that. But I'm with you. I'm not standing pat. I'm not sitting here and being like, well, you know, you just go out and you try to win. No, they're still very much in the hunt, and if they don't watch it, they're going to be looking at teams passing them in the standings.
They got one pitcher that's used to pitching in the deep water. And what I mean by deep water, September.
Jake.
They got one pitcher.
Jakey.
As great as these other guys, and I believe in Aaron Nola.
He was good last night.
I'm okay with that. But these other young guys, Velasquez and Eflin, they haven't pitched in deep
and
water
And you don't
yet.
Know what they're going to look like
you
in September.
You don't know what they're going to look like when you add another 100 innings or another 75 innings to their arm.
Well, none of them done it, right?
Exactly.
There's been one person to throw 200 innings on the staff, and it's Jake E. Yeah. So, Phillies, we have that. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. You're annoyed with the Phillies. You're happy they didn't make the move. Your Phillies opinions. And I literally, if you want to call up and say, whoa, they just shut him in the offseason, yeah, I'd love to get your phone call because you have no idea to know if he's going to sign here in the offseason. And I'm telling you, it hurts their chances that they didn't get a look at him first.
Yeah.
Hurts their chances.
It's not like they traded him to the Devil Rays or somewhere. They traded him to a team that could possibly convince him to stay.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why if the money's equal,
yeah.
Maybe he likes the L.A. lifestyle like a lot of people do.
Everybody seems to be headed to L.A.
You're not kidding, man.
Even though it's via Toronto.
All right, let's go to the Sixers. So we have the Philly stuff.
This one hurts me more. This one hurts a lot more.
Yeah, I listen. Is it because LeBron... Is it because Paul George? Is it because, I mean, even Daryl Morey, the GM, they couldn't get.
Yeah.
But this hurts because you can't force LeBron James to sign here. You can't force Paul George to sign here. The package that Toronto gave up, and I have no idea why San Antonio would take that trade offer unless there was really nothing else on the table. I'm annoyed at the Sixers. I am. And I have it on pretty good authority that the Sixers were worried about Kawhi Leonard literally not wanting anything to do with playing anywhere else other than the Lakers once he becomes a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. However, you're never going to know unless you try. And in the NBA, it's not about getting one superstar anymore, Ike. It's about getting multiple franchise players. And when you have an opportunity to get one that is a young stud, you go out and you do it, especially if the price was what it was. What was the price? DeMar DeRozan's a nice player, but come on.
Yeah.
He's also making too much money.
Yeah, I'm looking at this deal, and I'm saying the Spurs must have figured DeMar DeRozan was the best player that anybody could offer, anybody had offered.
Definitely.
They got him under contract. He's 28 years old.
Three more years.
It allows the Spurs to remain a playoff team. Allows them to
whoop-de-dam-do.
A playoff team. Well, maybe that's what's important to their organization. Listen,
they got
5 titles in 2 decades of excellence. They are free to do what they want to
do. Right, but why do they have those titles in part? Right, or why do they have those titles? David Robinson, top pick. Tim Duncan, top pick.
No doubt about
Without them, they're not winning crap. I'm gonna say the other word.
I agree. No, I agree with that.
All right, so you can get DeMar DeRozan and try to win 50 games, and Pop will do this, and they'll get more out of DeMar DeRozan. I hear you.
But here's the thing, though,
not
John.
Not crap.
Here's the thing, though, John.
Yeah.
Well, you say that as if there was another offer being offered up that would be better than DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, draft picks. And you make your team suck, and you get the first pick.
That's not the way the Spurs are going to do business.
Okay, that's fine. And unless they get another franchise player, they're not going to win anything. They tried to reboot everything with Aldridge. How'd that work out? Going out and signing what you thought was a franchise free agent.
Well, hold on. Are we questioning the Spurs?
Yes.
They made.
It's a terrible trade.
Hold on. They made Manu Ginobili. They made Tony Parker. They made Kawhi Leonard. They made those guys.
Or they're really good players that the Spurs were fortunate to get and made good moves to get.
Well, here's what
Without
I know.
Without Tim Duncan or Dave Robinson, they're not winning anything.
I know. Those are singular franchise players. My point is the other guys, including Kawhi, they developed Kawhi Leonard into what he – we'll see what Kawhi is outside of San Antonio.
The development's a valid point.
I would have done it. I would have done it. But we'll see what Kawhi looks like outside of San Antonio.
I'd rather have draft picks and expiring contracts.
I don't care anything about
draft DeMar DeRozan. I do. The Miami Heat 2021 pick that could end up being a top pick.
Oh, yeah.
The 76ers' other first-round draft picks. I'd rather have that.
It also could end up being Rodney Buford.
The sheriff? He wasn't a bad player.
It's a lot more likely that pick ends up being somewhere from 10 to 20 than it is 1 to 10.
But let's focus on the Sixers.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about now.
That's what we're talking about. Because now we get to that 21 pick. Now we get to Zaire Smith, who in my opinion, just through summer league,
doesn't look very good.
Looks like KJ Daniels to me. KJ McDaniels to me. That's what he looks like to me.
888-729-9494.
That's what he looks like to me. An athletic 6'2", 6'3", guard. That was KJ McDaniels.
That can't shoot?
They can't shoot.
It doesn't look like he can shoot.
So that's what he looks like at 19 years old to me. So until he develops into something else, that's what you traded Mikal Bridges for. What you traded Mikal Bridges for.
Yeah, that already doesn't look. Mm. I'm already second-guessing that.
So this idea that the 2021 pick is going to turn into something, well, we know it's not turning into Kawhi Leonard. Now, who's the next guy we're going to target that we're going to convince ourselves?
That's the point.
That we're going to convince ourselves like I did. I'm a victim of this.
There isn't anybody.
Yeah. I convinced myself that 21 pick and Zaire was going to San Antonio for Kawhi. Well, we know it's not now. So let's – which next star we're going to hone in on?
Well, you still have this guy. Still got him.
Which is another reason why I would have taken Mikal Bridges.
Dario, Rocco, and those three first-round draft picks, and they're going to take DeMar DeRozan at $30 million a year? I guess they did. Or the Sixers wouldn't give what was needed. Ultimately, Ike, I believe this. They didn't want to make the deal, or he'd be here right now.
I don't believe San Antonio wanted Markelle Fultz.
Well, see, and here's the I don't disagree with you. Here's the problem. Brett Brown set the tone at the beginning of the offseason by saying that they need to get better and they're not good enough. We'll play that sound for you coming up next. I didn't set the agenda here. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't set the agenda that you need a Kawhi Leonard or LeBron.
Star hunting.
And they struck out.
Star hunting.
That's the new term.
That's what he said.
They went star hunting.
And by the way,
when
he was explaining that, he was right here on the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't speaking all that highly of Markelle Fultz in the future. Spoke very highly of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And I knew, you know the moment I knew we weren't getting Kawhi? Is when Brett Brown did a turnabout and started praising Markelle Fultz.
Yep.
When he started talking about the kid and can't wait to see him.
You're so on, man.
That's when Brett Brown realized they weren't getting Kawhi Leonard. Because now it became, let's start speaking highly of Markelle Fultz. Before then, it was Ben and Joel. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. We need another star player.
Yeah, they made a mistake coming out and setting the agenda of we need more. And they walked it back a little bit and said it may not be this offseason. Problem is, what are we talking about now?
Yeah.
You think Kawhi's coming to the Sixers now?
No.
There's a 0% chance.
And now
if you traded for him, you could woo him and keep him here.
Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to convince ourselves Klay Thompson is going to opt out the greatest team.
Oh, is that the next one?
In the modern era of basketball to come play with us.
Well, how about this? I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that show.
That's what we're going to do. Convince ourselves Klay is coming to Philly.
They had a chance to get Kawhi Leonard, and they elected to not do the deal. Today's show, sponsored by Guida. Guida's big summer sale. Guida door and window. 40% off windows and doors. Call 800-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. There you go. They had a chance.
Sixers title talk is dead until we get a third star.
Sixers offseason so far, pretty bad or terrible? 41% say terrible on my Twitter feed
Pretty bad or terrible.
Right. I say terrible.
You didn't even give them a positive option.
Well, how could you?
Didn't we trade for Wilson Chandler?
Who? 888-729-9494. No, the options are pretty bad or terrible. And if you say pretty bad, you're being positive. You're saying terrible, you're where I voted on my own damn poll. 888-729-9494.
I got fired. I'm rested. I am rested.
We'll play the Brett Brown sound on this show. They wanted to go star hunting. They're not good enough without players. Well, you struck out, and how are you going to add to your roster now?
I can't even find a can of that starfish. Remember that? The tuna fish, starfish?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give me a can of that.
I could Turtle probably has one in his studio back there. He seems like a tuna fish guy. Also coming up, just breaking news, a possible snag in the Machado trade?
All right.
I don't even know what this is. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.